السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I asked you just now, how are you? And you said, fine, Alhamdulillah. Yes? So my next question is, how do you know you are fine? Did you say fine Alhamdulillah after thinking about it and after understanding what is the meaning of fine, or you simply said that because that is the normal answer? Quickly. Yes, tell me.
Because everyone is not sick.
Because you can see they are not sick. Okay, what else? How do I know I am fine? What is your definition of fine? Tell me. What is the definition of fine? If I say I am fine, what am I saying? How do I know? Quickly, there is no right and wrong answer. Tell me.
Don't have any problems.
Can you define what is the problem? Health problems. So you don't have any health problem. What about the girls? Yes. Quickly. How do you know if you are fine? Anybody? Okay. Yes, tell me. You feel good. Alright. Thank you. Anybody else? Your answer is not wrong, but it is incomplete. I'll tell you why. Supposing I take you outside and show you the car. There's an Audi, red Audi standing there. And if I tell you, is this car fine? And you walk around the car and you see that the paint is good and the tires have got enough air pressure and so on. And you say, yeah, this car is fine. Alhamdulillah, car is fine. So I say, okay, now let us get in the car, and I now start the engine, the car won't start. The car won't start. So is the car fine or not fine? Not fine. But what did you say when you first saw the car? Fine. So when you said the car is fine, was your answer right or wrong? No, it is right. How is it wrong? You are looking at one part of the car. Correct. So the answer is right but incomplete. It's not a complete answer. You did not go inside the car. So if you want to know if the car is fine, what must you do? Go inside the car also. Right. So for example, if you look at the car, engine is working fine but all four tires are flat. It still won't move. So you need the tires to have air. You need the body exterior to be nice. You need the lights to work, all that, but the engine also should work, correct? So, if I ask you, is the car fine? You say, well, hold on, let me first check the car. So, you look around the car, everything outside seems to be fine. You go inside, you start the car, engine is working fine. You say, Alhamdulillah, this car is fine, yes? Now, think about this from your perspective. Let me ask you the question again. How are you? You understand what I'm saying? So, if you simply say fine, Alhamdulillah, answer is not wrong, but it is incomplete. So, what is the inside of you? Loudly, I can't hear you. I am old and deaf. Tell me. What is inside of you? There is no right and wrong answer. I am not giving any prizes. I am not punishing anybody. So, you can say whatever you want. Tell me. Heart. What is? Lungs, liver, kidneys. What about brains? No brains. Not required, huh? Skeleton. Organs. Anything else? What is inside? When we say inside, well, these guys, they are talking about lungs and skeleton and brains and so on. Is that still external or internal? What do you think? That is still external. Alright. So, even though you go inside, it is still external. So, what is internal to that? Yes. Your soul, Alhamdulillah. So, you guys have soul or you have no souls? You have souls, right? So that the health of the soul is also important, yes or no? Is the health of the soul important or only the health of the intestines? Which one? Both are important. Intestines are also important, but health of the soul is also important. So how do we get, what is the food for the soul? Food for, what is the food for the body?
Rice.
Spoken like a true Sri Lankan, huh? Nutrition. What nutrition? Ice cream. What about ice cream? You don't like ice cream? The man who invented ice cream, inshallah, definitely in Jannah, no? Because so many people get happy. So many people get happiness because of ice cream. Yes? So food for the body is all the stuff, right? Rice and this and that and meat and chicken and God knows what, right? Or whatever you like to eat. What is the food for the soul?
Good deeds.
Good deeds. Good deeds is not food for the soul. Good deeds is important. Just keep that. I'll finish this. Don't worry. What is the food for the soul? Quick. Yes. Can't hear you.
Praying to Allah.
Praying to Allah. Mashallah. Very nice. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Reciting Quran, may Allah bless you. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. These girls are very smart. Yes. Huh? Iman, yes. Reciting Quran, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food for the soul is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Food for the soul is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this a sign of the believers. A sign of the Muslims is what? They must have healthy souls. Food for the soul is dhikr of Allah. Praying to Allah, salah, tilawatil Quran, as the sister said here, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good deeds of course. All of this is food for the soul. Now tell me something. If you are hungry, supposing you have not eaten for 3 days, right? You are very, very hungry. And when you are in that great hunger, if I tell you, okay, I'm going to give you some nice food. So, you are very looking forward to that. Oh my God, I'm so hungry. I need to have some nice food. I bring you, I put you, I sit you in this room and there's a big, huge, flat screen TV, 60 inches across. And on this TV, I am projecting pictures, three-dimensional 3D images of fantastic food dishes, all the stuff that you love, right? And then I have an aroma machine which is also wafting to you the beautiful smell of the aroma of the food. What will happen? Will your hunger go down or will it increase?
Increase.
But I'm telling you why is it increasing? I'm showing you all these pictures of food. What will you say? We can't eat it. Right, exactly. Right? You can't eat it. What is the good of looking at pictures of food when the body needs the food? So instead of seeing these 3D images of food, if I simply give you some rice and I simply give you some min kolambo or something, then that is far better than seeing all these fancy images of food. Yes or no?
Yes.
Just like the body is hungry, the soul gets hungry. The soul is hungry. The soul is starving. And when the soul is starving, the soul is starving, the body is hungry, what are the symptoms of body hunger? Tell me, if you get very hungry, what are the symptoms? Huh? You faint, right? You might faint. You might, well, there's nothing inside, how will you vomit? So you might faint. Think and answer. You might faint, you might feel dizzy, you feel very weak, physically very weak. And if I say, come, let's go play some football, you say, I can't even walk, I'm so weak. You can't even walk or run. These are the symptoms of body hunger. What are the symptoms of hunger of the soul? If your soul is starving, what are the symptoms? Tell me. Huh?
Hmm?
You're not doing good. No. What is the symptom? You hit others. Sport, huh? Unable to do good. Okay, so one sign of soul hunger is you are unable to, like you said, good deeds are not being done. What else? Yes. Can't hear you. Iman becomes weak. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Iman becomes weak. What else? Loudly. What is it? Say loudly. Dhikr, yes. That is the cure. But if the soul is hungry, what about sadness? Yes. You stay away from the right path. The signs of the hunger of the soul, this is the tragedy. Today we have got so used to souls which are starving that we don't even know the signs of starvation. We think this is natural. The sign of the starvation of the soul is fear of anyone other than Allah. Fear of Masiv Allah. The sign of the starvation of the soul is depression. The sign of starvation of the soul is sadness. These are the signs of starvation of the soul. Signs of starvation of the body, as you said, is weakness, is dizziness, is fainting. Signs of starvation of the soul are these things, which are so common in society today. The largest selling drug in the world is antidepressants. Is Prozac and other antidepressants. Why are people so depressed? Their soul is weak. So what must you do for the soul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what to do. Go do deeds. Before that the sister said what? Tilawatil Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, truly the believers are those who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, زادتهم إيمانا, their iman increases. The soul gets the food, the soul becomes strong. When the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, when somebody is reciting Quran, when you hear the adhan, when you are yourself reciting the Quran, when you see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you, your iman increases. Zadatum iman. Wajilat qulubuhum. Idha dhukir Allahu wajilat qulubuhum. Their hearts shiver with the glory and magnificence and with the awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first sign of weakness of the soul is to ask yourself, what happens to me when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned before me? Does anything happen to you? When you hear the adhan, does anything happen to you? When you read the Quran, does anything happen to you? If nothing is happening, it's a sign of the sickness of the soul. It means the soul is very sick. It means with weakness your soul has fainted. So you have to wake up the soul. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, their iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And then they have faith and belief and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Right? So let us do a test. I am going to recite some Quran for you. I want you to listen, go inside yourself and see if anything is happening to your heart. Can you do it? Give me the water. Can you do this or no? Yes. You will try, mashallah. Very good.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَئُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
What happened? Anything happened? Yes?
No?
No? Yes? Yeah? Yes? No? Alhamdulillah. Both is good. For those who something happened, Alhamdulillah. For those who nothing happened, also Alhamdulillah, because now you are conscious that something should happen. Right? Because Allah is saying that the sign of the believer is when the kalam of Allah is recited before them, something happens to the heart. The heart will shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. Iman will increase and we will become confident and we will become happy and sadness will go away and depression will go away. Anxiety will go away, fear will go away, Alhamdulillah. So we need to work on this. So just like we work for the body by making sure the body has enough food, we need to work for the soul to make sure the soul has enough food. Which means that you must make sure that you pray regularly and you must recite Quran every day. You must read Quran every day and make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always be conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your and my life. Is it clear? Inshallah. So now you understand, you said, I asked you, how are you? You said, I am fine. That fine is not simply fine. That fine has got a lot of meaning behind it. Alright? Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you very much for inviting me and for being here. I request you to make dua for me, inshallah. Will you do it?
Yes.
Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.